I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. Cancer is the leading cause of death in nearly half of the United States. And that's a big change from the turn of the millennium when it was the leading cause of death in only two states. Though this may not exactly be a welcome statistical shift, behind the change is some good news, and that is that cancer's move toward the top of the list is due in large measure to a decline in the deaths from heart disease. Two critical factors have played a vital role in dropping mortality rates from heart disease. First is the slow and steady decline in smoking rates over the past half century, which is a critical risk factor for heart disease. According to the Centers for Disease Control, in 1965, more than 42% of adults smoked. In 1993, that number tumbled to 25%. And in 2015, only about 15% of adults were smokers. While the decline in smoking is a big win for public health, the advances in detection and treatment of heart disease is one of the other major success stories in medicine over the past two decades. From blockbuster new cholesterol and blood pressure medications being given more often to right patients at the right time, to groundbreaking new imaging heart technologies and minimally invasive procedures straight out of a science fiction novel, the medical advances to manage all facets of heart disease is perhaps unparalleled in medicine. Here's to hoping we see the same kind of progress in other serious diseases over the coming years. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.